This audiobook is distributed by Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
The Sacrifice by Beverly Lewis, published by Bethany House. Come June, the first song of De Vipperville reminds me of berry picking and bygone days. Although it has been over 2 years since Jonas Mast left for Ohio, I still wonder about him, along with my older sister Sadie, and am able to pray for their happiness more readily than at first. Especially now at summer's onset, when strawberries are ripe and ready for pies and preserves, I think of Jonas. He loved strawberry rhubarb pie like nobody's business, and both his mama and mine made it for him with sugar and raw honey, so it was nothing short of wonderful good.
"Desserts are supposed to be plenty sweet," Mama has said, for as long as I can remember. This with her irresistible wide-eyed smile. These days, Sadie is the one baking such delicious fruit pies for Jonas. Now and again, I feel almost numb for the way things turned out between Jonas and me. One minute I was Jonas's Leah, and we were happily planning our wedding. And then, clear out of the blue, a most peculiar letter arrived saying Jonas suspected Gideon Peachy of carrying a torch for me, even though I promptly wrote to reassure him of my devotion.